Man the Yomer says, Harezu Sofik Leda. It's only called a Sofik. She's a Sofik Leda, Sofik Ziga. Like, we do not know whether what came out was a Leda, that she's Tomei Mishum the fetus, or what came out was not a Leda, and maybe the Dam came out at that time, and she'd have a Tumah Ziga, but it's only a Sofik. Therefore, she's Tomei like, and she can't eat Karbonis. So Eitzer is maybe Korban, she has a right to bring this Korban, even the Oilas Chattis, the Chattis Soif, she has a right to bring, and Vienna Nechel, but the Kanam are not allowed to eat from this Chattis Soif, because it's a Sofik if she's Mechuyi the Chattis altogether. Of course, it could be, again, like we said, it could be the third case happened, that maybe no Dam came out, and also the miscarriage was only a Ruach, was not really a Leda. So she has no Tumah Ziva, she has no Tumah Leda, so she's not chayav the korban altogether. There's only a suffix if she has the chayav korban. Therefore, in a suffix, we tell her bring the korban, because otherwise she can't eat kachim. But the kohen is not allowed to eat from this chatasayf, even though usually a chatasayf, after the kohen makes them leak and is weak, he could eat from it. But here it's a suffix, maybe this oif is not mechayav a korban. So therefore, you made a malika on chulin, it's a treifa. So therefore, the kohen cannot eat from it. That's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Yeshua says, Mevi a korban v'nechol, no, she has a vada here to bring a korban, and the kohen could bring the korban for, and the kohen could even eat from this chatas oif. Why? Why is it for sure that she's mechuyav the korban? Because he holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, sheyev shelepsicha fakever b'loy dam. It's not possible that the womb should open up, some should pass through the womb, and no blood should come out. So therefore, since she had a miscarriage here, even if it sounded that it wasn't the real fetus, it was only a ruach, but that passed through the womb. And therefore, when the womb opens up, for sure, Dam came out. So, Mamonashach, for sure, she's Tomei. Either it was a fetus that came out, and she's Tomei Mishum later, or even if it wasn't a fetus, but she's Tomei then, Mishum Ziva. Because since the kever, the womb opened up, for sure, some Dam came out. So, you see, that's the Machlokes. The Tanakhama holds, no, it's possible that it could be a Psichas a kever, and no Dam comes out. Some of Yeshua that says it's the Yevsha. So the kids, you see, it's a machlokes nis nekuda, whether it's efsha for the psichas akever without dam. So he learns that's the machlokes now mishnoso. The chums say that she remains tayra because it's possible for this chaticha to go out and no dam come with it. If you don't know it, even though we don't find the dam, but it's efsha that the chaticha, a piece of flesh, should go through the womb and no dam come out. That's why Yehuda says it's tamei in the Mishnah. So this is one way to learn. Now the Gemara starts all over again. Lishnachrin, another way to say the first two sheet was like this. Lishnachrin, another lashon is like this. That again, Amri lo, Amr of Yehuda Mashmuel. Of Yehuda Mashmuel said like this. The Pshat in the Mishnah was that he holds loitim Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was only in the time of the Mishnah, Ela b'chaticha shel abo min adamim. Only with a piece of flesh that looks like one of the four colors of dam. And therefore we say the chaticha is dam. That's why she's telling me Mishum Nida. Abu shel sham min adamim. Let's say the chaticha looks the color of other colors, not like the four colors of dam. Then Torah, then we say she's Torah. Because then we said the chaticha is not a piece of meat, not a piece of dam, and therefore she's Torah. Frederick Moranius, not true. I woke Yossi Ravashon, Ravashi came in Adoi from Nadoi, also he came the Yaisim Asnisim Biyodim. As according to this Loshin, we don't say what the Yochan holds right away. The Chiddush in this Loshin, the Yochan didn't say he is Pshat, like he said before, but soon he says a little bit different. Because so far, what Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says is the same thing as before. Because the Chiluk is here, what Rav Yechon said. So here, right after he said his memory, right away we ask the question from the Braisa that Rabbi Shoshi brought down from Adoi. That he brought a Braisa like this that said that the Aisi Masnisim Biyodir, it says like this, Hamapeles Chaticha Adoima. If an Isha, the miscarriage of a piece of flesh came out that looked red, or else Shchar would look like black, or else your work looked green, or else Levin looked white. So still, im yesh im mor dam, if all the blood comes up with it, then the lochar is temeya. She remains temeya. The im lav teira, but if no other blood comes out, she remains teira. That's the Tanakama. If you have you drama no, benkach u benkach temeya. No matter what color this chaticha looks, still we say she's temeya. So we start over again. Ketoni, it says over here, what? Adoimu shcheru yirok levoin. It says these four colors, red, black, green, or white. And still the plea of Yehuda, Yehuda argues and says, what, she's Tameya. She's not like a Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. That not that it has to look like red or like black, even looks like green or like white, not mean a dumb Tameyan, still we say she's Tameya. So, what's the question on him? Again, v'chitem, and maybe you tell me, no, that maybe ki pligi Reb Yehuda, when Reb Yehuda argued, he only argued to say she's tameya if the chaticha looks like red or like black. Abu maybe though by Yerikim Levoyin Eloi, maybe in the case where the chaticha looks like green or like white, he does not argue. But even Reb Yehuda also agrees maybe she remains tahira. So he said, no, that can't be pshat. Elo, because if so, Elo, Yerikim Levoyin Eman Katon Elo. Why does the Braise have to say the case altogether that the chaticha looked like green or like white? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Rabban is going according to Rabban Shita that they say she's Torah, so why? Hashta adai mushchayra. Kometari Rabbanan, like Madach with Rabban, say even though the piece looks like black or like white, even looks like black or like red, which is minya dam tamayim, still the Rabban say she's Torah, because they say this chatich is not considered like dam. If so, you rake or levon me, boy, you have to tell me if the piece looks like green or like white, you have to tell me, pshita she's Torah. El Lav, it must be the reason why the Braisa brings it down. El Lav, it must be going to Reb Yehuda, goes according to Reb Yehuda Shita. Upon it, that Reb Yehuda argues that even though Tzchaticha looks like white or like green, not colors of Dom and Tameyim, still he holds she's Tameya. Says, so it's not like Reb Yehuda, my Shmuel. So where it says, El Arad, the Omar, the Gersa should be Alam Reb Yechanan, and that's the difference of this Gersa, of this Lishna Hrina, that Reb Yechanan right away goes to answer something like this. El Arad, the Omar Reb Yechanan. That the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Yehuda and the Rabbanan is like this: the efshel psichas hakeder bloy dam kimiflagi. Is it possible to say that something passes by the keder, the womb opened up, and no dam comes out? And that's the machlokes that the Chum say yes, it's possible, and the Yehuda in the Mishnah says no, it's not possible. And therefore, as long as a chaticha, piece of flesh, came out, that for sure the womb opened up when it came out, so for sure other dam came out with it, and that's why the Yehuda says she's tameya. The Gemara says the same machlokes type of a plukta dahani tanoi. This machlokes is also on another machlokes tanoim. The time, like we had before, Koshiso, she was having labor pains, shnayim, for 2 days straight, and she saw those 2 days done in the middle of the 11 days that she could become a zava. Or the shlishi, the third day now, hepila, she had a miscarriage. The Aini Yadash, she's not sure what happened, mahi pila, she's not sure exactly what came out of her, whether it was a ruach or whether it was a real fetus. And then with the suffix, whether she's tummy or not. So it says, Tarezu suffix later. It's only a suffix whether a fetus came out that she's tummy mishum later. Suffix ziva. Suffix may be that dam came out and she's tummy mishum ziva. And it's also a suffix that maybe neither of them came. Therefore, the din is maybe carbon. She has to bring a carbon in a suffix to the matter of kachim. And this carbon, chat to serve, could come in a suffix. But viena nechol, the kohen cannot eat from it. Because since the Kohen has to make a malika on this chatasayf, and now it's sad to say she's not mechuyev a korban, so making a malika on chulin is like a treifa, so therefore they're not allowed to eat from the yoif. That's the Tanakama Shita. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no, mevia korban v'nechal, no, she has to bring a vade korban, and the kanim could eat from it. Why? Lefi sheyef shalubsicha sakeva b'loy dam. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So this lady, when she had the miscarriage, for sure, she had the chiyuv to bring a korban. Monisher, either it was a lady, it was a fetus that came out, and then even though she's not tummy mishum ziva, because a lady does not make tummy ziva, but she'll tummy mishum lady. Another side that came out was only a ruach, not a real lady, so then we'll say she's tummy mishum the dam, because yesh tapsicha sekeva bloy dam. Torah Rabban, like this. It says, what, hamapel es chaticho, she has a miscarriage on a piece of flesh. So sumcha sounds like this. Mishumi remain name of Rabbi Meir. V'chein hoy the same thing. Hoy Rabbi Shimon ben Asi yoy mikedvos like him also. The what? That this piece of flesh comes out. The Eitzer is now Korea. Let's cut it open and see. Im yesh dam b'sleich. There's blood inside it. Tameya. We said that this dam is called like dam nida, and she's telling Mishum nida. The Yimlav, if it's dry inside, there's no dam, then Torah remains Torah. That's what they said over the name of Rabbi Meir, the name of Shira Manasseh. Yeah. So it's like this. Kerabonim, this sheet is like the Rabbanim sheet before, that the Chatich itself is not considered like dam. She's not Tami Mishum the Chaticha. But still, the Adifa, they're more Machlim mid Rabbanim. What does that mean to say? Kerabonim, they hold like the Rabbanim, they hold the Yamad, that they say, Eshra Psicha, the Kevablai Dam. It's possible that this chaticha, this piece of flesh, came out of the womb without any dam coming out, so she's not vadi tamei. But the adifim of the rabbanim, they're more machma than the rabbanim. The inu sav of the rabbanim hold that imo in. If dam comes outside, like with the chaticha, then she's tamei. But b'saychaloy, if the dam is just inside this piece of flesh, but not on the outside of it, just when you cut it open and find dam inside it, the chum say before that she remains Torah. But for some chasavano, afila b'taychay, even though you only find the dam inside the middle of this chaticha, it's also called dam, which remains tamei. Yeah, that's one pshat. The tanya that another price is like this. I guess when Isha the miscarriage of a piece of flesh came out, Rav Acha and Rav Acha said like this: what's the Eitzah Kareya? Let's cut it open. In Toichay Madin, if the middle of it is just red, not that it has to be really real blood, the liquid. It just if in the middle of it looks red, then Tamei, that's also considered like there's dam there and she's Tamei. The Yimlav, if the inside does not look like real red, so then Torah, she remains Torah. So this price is like this, kisumchis, they hold like sumchis, that even though you find dam inside the chaticha, also she's temeyim shemida, but still the adifim is sumchis, they're even more machma than sumchis. Because sumchis only says if you find real blood inside, it has to be like liquid. But this sheet holds no, now that doesn't have to really be liquid, even if it just looks like red, that's also considered like dam is there, dam nidin she's tamei. That's the second price. Now the tanya yidach, the third price says like this, the tanya yidach, another price says, Hamapelas chatiha, when he shows the miscarriage, this piece of flesh comes out. So Rabbi Binyamin Oimer Kareh, you have to rip it open, and let's see. Im yesh pu'etzem, if there's a bone inside this piece of chatiha, this piece of flesh, then he holds that's called a leda. And therefore, ima tamei leda, she's mamas tamei mishum leda. The master, if there's no etzem inside it, the yochis tera. So it sounds like this. And Omer of Chizah also says, uve chatiha levoina. We're talking about now that this piece of flesh has to be white. So if it's white with the bone inside it, that's called the fetus, like that's called the leda. And v'chein, the same thing the Gemara says, ki yos zugu divin chadva, when a zug means a pair of Tamid Chacham came from the city Chadiyav, also they came, the yaisam asnisam mil, they came and they brought a brice in the hands. And the brice also learned like this, and said like this, that ha-mapel et chaticha, a v'nish adam is carriage, a piece of flesh, levoina white, it has to be white, kareya, rip it open. Cut it open. In Yesh Bretz, when you find a piece of bone inside it, imot tamei leda. So that's the shita. That even though the outside of the chticha has no tzura, has no figure to it, but as long as inside there's a bone, that's also called the leda, she's tamei. Omri Rabbi Yechon Mishum Shim Ben Yechoi, that hamapel es chticha, and isha has a miscarriage, a piece of flesh comes out, so the eitz again is kareya. Cut it open. In Yesh Bretz dam ogur tameya. If there's a pack of dam, like ogre means a lot of dam together, not just dam, a little bit blood, but a lot of dam, the ogre means like a bag full of blood, like, then tameya, a pile of dam, v'yimlav tahira. So this sheet tells kisumchis, that even though you find the dam on the inside, not outside, she remains tamei, but v'kila mekula, this is the more cool dikashita. Now the other sheet that we had is, even if she only finds a little bit blood, or even if it's only red, and he holds, no, it's not enough just red, it's not enough even a little bit blood, but there has to be a lot of blood inside this chaticha, then she remains tameya. Nothing more says, Boy mine Reb Yirmiyam Reb Zeira. He asked a question like this, what's going to be her roya damish for Ferris? Let's say Anisha puts like a pipe inside her mokum over there, and then the blood comes out of the womb, comes out of her body, it goes through this pipe, so it's not, the dam does not really touch the sides of the walls there. So now what's the locha? The Pasuk says Bipsara, but it says by need that the dam comes out Bipsara, so do we dash in, the Amr Rahman Torah says, do we dash in, Bipsara means the blood has to touch the walls of the canal there, and therefore, Velev Shafaris, not like this case where the dam does not touch the walls, it only touches the pipe, so she remains Torah. Or do we maybe know, that the Pasuk says Bipsara means a different Joshua. Hai Bipsara mi boile, shemetama mi bifnim kebachutz. The law of Anisha is as soon as the dam comes out of the womb, even though it's still in the praise, it's still in the vagina there, still she remains tameya. It doesn't have to come outside of her body. As long as the dam comes out of the womb, into the canal there, so that's also tameya. Maybe that's all the possibility means, Bipsara. Even though the dam is still inside the basra, still she's tamei. But not just make a new drusha that the dam has to touch the walls of her vagina there, and therefore if it comes straight out, if it comes out through a pipe, she'll be tameya, she'll be taira. That's the shayla. How do we dash in this word, Bipsara? Samora says, Samora says, Amalei, See if I dash in that way. The drush to say not coming out through a pipe. Because the bibsor, if it only comes to tell us that she's tummy even in, the blood is inside her body still, me boy and came of soul named the crow bibosa. Let your off the soul, which I should have said. My, what's the double ocean? Bibsoro, a double ocean. Show me the tarot that we hear two drushes from here. That the dam is only tummy if it comes out and touches the walls. If it doesn't touch the walls over there, it goes out through a pipe, and if not me, Shataka remain to me, should remain Torah. There's no bintumah in this case.
All right, the turn over, continue on the other side.
We'll see, it's a machlekes over here. Now the Gemara says, after the Makashai, Vomer Rab Yechonon, Mishum Rab Shim Ben Yechoi, Hamapelas chaticha, the nisha is a miscarriage, a piece of flesh, the eitzer is korea, cut it open. Im yesh badam ogre b'temeya, if there's a pile of dam inside she's temeya, v'yum lav teira. So the question is, what do I care if there's dam inside it, but this dam is not touching the walls when it come out? So why she should be temeya, it's like a shuferis. So what's the other? Okay, ask, what do I do the other? Ho, some dak, a shalisha, liroy, is dam, the chaticha. Here, like at the derech, like that. Rashi explains that this chaticha, this piece of flesh, is min demino, it's a piece of flesh of her own flesh. Therefore, it's not called a chatitza. And therefore, that's considered like the dam is touching the walls. But also, we have a pipe over there, and darker shlish, the real dam shafer is not available to see dam through a pipe. Therefore, she should remain Torah. Zemora says now, this slow, lame, let's say shafer tenoyim. So, machlek is tenoyim. The Tani will learn like this. What's going to be her matelot chaticha? Anisha is a miscarriage, a piece of flesh comes out. Apple piece of dam, even though inside it's full of blood. Still, im yesh imo dam, if dam is on the outside of it, then temeya. V'yim lav teira. Because even though there's dam inside, flush remains teira. Reb lez roi meno b'psoro, v'loi b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. Focus is only the dam comes out to touching the bottle, but not if it comes out through a shvir, not if it comes out through a pipe or through a piece of chaticha. So the question is, v'chur, Reb lez, I'm not an akama, they both say the same thing. They both say that the dam only comes out in the middle of the chaticha, she remains teira. Which is true, Amy rather said like this. Sure, Reb Lez is the one that says this. That the psalm of Leib is filled with Chaticha, that's where he dashes the pasuk. That Yoni Tom, when the dam comes down, touches the walls, but not if it comes out through a pipe, but through the basal, he holds, that's also, through the Chaticha, that's also called a Shis Taira. Not like the one we said before. But this is called a Taira. Now, the Chom and the Chom said, the Chom Maimrim, ain't the Dan Nidam. The Chom, that's not called Dan Nidam. El Dan Chaticha. That it's only dam of the piece of flesh, but it's not called dam neither. So for the Gemara, the Chur Tanakam and Nami Torah Matar, the Chum also, the Tanakam also she's Torah. So what the Chum say with another Shita? El the Gemara says the Machlok is like this. What's going to be the Pilei Pluyi Gebenayu? Let's say this Chatech, this piece of flesh that's coming out, there's blood inside it, but there's holes in the piece of flesh, that the blood is coming through the holes, and by those holes, that blood is touching the side walls. That's the Machlok is. Tanakam is so that if so, we choose the Gzeras HaKosev, that the dam has to be touching the walls when it comes out. So only the Bsorah, Le Bishvil Lev Chaticha. Fuadin Shafaris, Fuadin, if it comes through a pipe, also she's Torah. But the Hanimil, when is that said, Hey Chadishia? If the pipe is smooth, and the Chaticha is smooth on the outside, there's no holes through it. Therefore, the dam is on the inside, not touching the walls of the vagina, therefore she's Torah. Ah, but what's going to be with this Chaticha coming through, this piece of flesh? Is pillow fluy has holes in it, so it's like dam sticking out, and the dam sticking out through the hole is the ear touching the sides, then temeya. My time, what's the reason? Bipsara karina, but that's called bipsara, that's called touching the sides of the walls. And even on this one now, the Yosra Bona, they're come and say, no, we're name and know, that Alpha Gav, the pillow fluy, even though there are holes through the chaticha, still she remains terror, even though that blood is touching the sides, still she's terror, you know why? Because ain't them dam neither, they all that's not called dam neither, they all dam chaticha. That's a chom shita. Now this is called dam chaticha, not called dam neither altogether. But her dam neither, but let's say real, it would have been dam neither, could be they hold vadi tamme, they'll hold she's tamme, gafilu shaferis, nami. Even when the dam comes through a pipe, still should be tameya. Those rabbonim did not dash in this drasha, did so to say, and not through a pipe. They'll, as long as dam neither comes out, she's always tameya, even though it doesn't touch the sides of the wall. Just over here, they say the reason why this dam chaticha is Torah, but the chal is not dam neither. Ram Rabbaya, Shferos Kuliam Lepliga the Torah. He argues, says no. Everybody knows she's Torah. Machlekes isn't something else. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. so it should come out, and according to this Braisa, that next Tomim is only Tomei Mikan Labor from now onwards and not before.
Yeah, holding up Chov Beis on top. His last Gemara again was, the last line was Omar Abaya. Abaya said like this, that Bishfuferis, again, if she has like a pipe in the Oysamokom, and the dam comes out through the pipe, not touching the sides of her, then Kuliyam Lepliga the Torah. Could be everybody, even the Yud and the Chomim both agree that we dash in the Posse Bibsara, that the dam has to come out touching the sides of a wall. If it doesn't touch her, then she remains Torah. So what's the machlokes then? So Abaya would say like this.